Ecce Deus adiuvat me. Behold, God helps me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Behold, God helps me. This is a most special day, a most blessed and day filled with grace. And by God's divine providence, we have waited for this day to come. Seemingly for unsensible reasons, we have waited several months for this very day when these children will be walking tabernacles. When these children who have been consecrated as temples of God at their baptism will now allow the Lord to enter into that temple and to dwell there in the most holy Eucharist. This is a most blessed day, and we have waited not in vain. By God's providence, this obscure Sunday tucked away within the time after Pentecost is the very thing that Holy Mother Church wishes to teach all of us this day. Some for the first time, and some who have heard it many times before, and perhaps have forgotten. Deus adiuvat me. God helps me. The first words of this Holy Mass are those words, Deus adiuvat me. God helps me. If ever you doubt that our Lord Jesus Christ loves you and wants to bring you home eternally with Him in heaven, to give you the supernatural help that you need in order to persevere in this valley of tears through all of the difficulties of this life, no matter how old you may be, know that the Eucharist is that help par excellence. It is that divine food which nourishes our soul unto eternal life. For just as the body cannot survive without nourishment in this world, the soul cannot survive without the nourishment it receives from the Eucharist unto eternal life. God helps me, and in this you receive your help today. You, my little ones, filioli mei, my little ones, this is the help that God wishes to give to you. It is not an end in and of itself. It is a help unto eternity, which is your final end. And never let anyone stop you from reaching it. God will help you always. And He will give you what you need to persevere, to persevere. The Eucharist is not an end in and of itself to receive. It is rather a help to teach us how to act like the one we receive. In the Gospel today, our Lord laments over the temple and how those who should know better, the chosen people of God and the children of the Most High, have desecrated His temple because of their sinful actions within it. The Eucharist today is your help to help your parents too, to behave better, to behave more like Christ and the Virgin Mary in church and at home. This supernatural help is not an end in itself. It is to help you to act more virtuously from now on. Take with great reverence this responsibility and receive most reverently the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ today for the first time. And may this pledge of eternal glory be yours each and every day of this life, in order that you may enjoy forever the glories of the life to come, where with the Blessed Virgin Mary and all the angels and saints, we shall adore the one true God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.